Hello, my name is Cedric, and you're listening to The Awkward Podcast. And on this episode, we're talking about love, love, more love, Valentine's Day, a little bit more love.
I don't think I should say that. No, really, I don't think it's appropriate. Well, you've convinced me. Well, this is awkward. You're now listening to The Awkward Podcast, where we have honest and unfiltered conversations on all sorts of topics.
Well, we definitely don't need introductions this time. I don't want to bore everybody. So we have Dorian Noel for the third episode.
Hey, everybody.
Can anybody guess what this episode is going to be about? Any guess? Are you gonna take a guess?
I'm just going to throw it out there, love. Is it about love?
It's about love.
Is it about we found love in an awkward place.
Hey, I like that. So even if you're getting cheated on or anything, it's like, it's Valentine's Day month. This episode was supposed to be released on Valentine's Day, but...
But it kind of worked out because today, I guess Valentine's Day was Friday. You can't really cheat on Saturday. So today is Side Chick Sunday.
Oh, yeah. You don't cheat on Saturday?
Well, I mean, it's too close to Valentine's Day.
Oh, so they're waking up in the bed with those people still.
Oh, maybe yesterday night. So, yeah.
So today's the day you cheat. You cheat today.
You cheat today.
Because you had to be with the main bitch.
On Friday.
Okay, you're right.
Yep, new day. And then those bottomless mimosas start hitting in and most people hit
up. Oh, so you're back. What about the single people? You're back with your friends today.
Yeah.
Everybody's brunching with their...
Everyone is having brunch today.
It's brunch day. It's brunch. And actually, this one is single people hook up today, too. This is hookup day. This is sex random stranger Saturday.
We just created a new holiday.
Sex random stranger Sunday. It's 2 days after Valentine's Day. Everybody enjoy. It's not a paid holiday, so you won't be off work, unfortunately.
Unless you're just off on Sundays.
Unless you're off on Sunday, you get your stranger sex. So you just go anywhere, walk up to somebody, say, "Hey, I'm single. It's stranger random sex Sunday." But you were telling me about the holiday.
Yeah, so and it's so funny how you just created this stranger sex holiday or whatever. But isn't it crazy? I was thinking the other day to where how you have holidays like Valentine's Day and Christmas and even down to Easter to where even though they have a lot, I guess the foundation of it is very emotionally driven. They've essentially turned into like corporate holidays to where like, okay, let's go to the store and buy gifts. Let's make it more tangible versus the actual emotional aspect of it. I wonder.
When you say corporate holidays, you mean for like businesses to make money?
Exactly. Okay. Yeah. Because even down to Valentine's Day, like originally it had two purposes. The one basically was for fertility. Men would literally whip women with dead skins in hopes of making them like more productive, which is horrible. And then the other one is that they had like this lottery matchmaking thing to where men would draw names of women from a jar and like whoever they would get, that would be like the consorter for the weekend. So it was even more deeper than what it is now to where now, all right, it's Valentine's Day. I need to make sure I go to the store, make sure I run through Amazon a week in advance to order it. So it's here in time, even down to flowers. Like I went to, I think it was Sam's or something, and flowers are like $25 for a dozen. And then I had to go take something back. And I went there yesterday, literally the day after Valentine's Day, and they were $9.71.
That's ridiculous. When you brought up the holiday thing, all I could see is these cavemen walking in these caves with a bunch of random animal women, animal pre-evolution women just grabbing them by the hair and like, "Come on, you're my wife." Just dragging them out. I'm like, I guess that's where Valentine's Day started. It's when cavemen grab random women and beat them and drag them in a cave. But that was in my head. I guess that wasn't true.
No, but here it is now. Why did it come down to that? Because I know like, when you think about love, love is more of an emotional thing and something that you feel. But here it is. It's become such a capitalized off of holiday that people literally make money off of it. And it's like, okay, Valentine's Day, if you love me, I need to see that you love me. When did that become so important that they have to have those so tangible love expressions?
Just to piggyback off of what you just said, it's so strange that a lot of people break up and fall in love today on Valentine's Day as well, though, because of those rules. Like, oh, you know, I got this on Valentine's Day and I think I'm in love with this person. So that's strange, too, that we can create these corporate holidays and actually have such a huge movement. So many kids are made on Valentine's Day, too. So
there's so many Scorpios made on Valentine's Day.
I am a Scorpio. But I was born prematurely, so whatever.
So you probably...
So she waited a little bit longer.
But because it's funny that you say that. When I was a kid, I remember my mom... Well, not even my mom telling me. It was me more so making my mom because of all the, like, festivities and the drama that went on in school. Mom, we need to go to the supermarket. I need to get name brand candy with, like, the name brand card so I can give all the cool kids Valentine treats. And it's just so... And then even down to it, when you think of it, there were kids in the class that didn't get treats. Just to think of the psyche that they even created.
Like, I think it's just so weird. Like, even with you bringing up being a kid, I have always been such a nonconformist my entire life. Like, even then, I'm like, I don't want to do this. I don't even want to go to school today. I don't want any cards. I just want to go home. And I don't know. That's weird.
I'm the same way too. Especially when it comes down to holidays and church. For it's like Christmas and New Year's Eve and Easter. Like, it's always such a huge deal during those days. Like, you go to church. For me, if anyone knows me, I go to church literally every Sunday, just about. Like,
yes.
Most Sundays out the month, I'm in church. So when it comes down to the holidays, I'm like, okay, I'm not going to go to church this day because New Year's Eve, Christmas, and Easter, and Mother's Day is out of control.
Can I ask the question? Because I have the mind of a toddler and I know nothing.
No, what?
Isn't Easter, like, supposedly, like, the day that Jesus rose?
It is. It is.
Ding, ding, ding. I just won Jeopardy for kids.
It's the day when Jesus rose. But the funny thing about it is that it's become such a thing to where people got to wear their Sunday's best and new haircut. Sure. Mm-hmm. And even down to when I usually get a haircut every 2 weeks, but I know that Friday before Easter or that Saturday before Easter, I'm not going to get a booking because of the fact it's so many people that's in there that's trying to get a haircut.
Well, you just said booking. I don't know. It's made me laugh. I'm not going to get booked if I don't get it. But it's like, yay. I don't know. I always see, like, the little gifts and stuff of people walking in churches with their fabulous outfits on or that type of stuff. But I probably experienced that as a kid, but not as an adult, unfortunately. I think I have been invited to a church on one of those family friends, bring your family friends.
Oh, yeah.
And I think the person that invited me, they had to bring 10 people to win some special Bible. So I went to church.
And that's so weird because even now to holidays and just the whole church aspect of it to where, you know, and I think even in the fact that churches kind of take advantage of those things, because on Easter and on Christmas, they have these big old events and elaborate services to kind of like, oh yeah, yeah. What?
Because since you know so much about church, I've heard of prosperity preachers. So preaching to bring profit into churches, they make a lot more money on those days, don't they?
Oh my gosh.
So do they ask for more money on those particular days? Like, hey, let's send the tithe.
Well, I didn't even, I guess.
Is it tithe or tithe?
It's tithe.
Okay, tithe.
Tithe. Okay, the thing about it is that I think that it's not necessarily that they preach differently, but I think they kind of hone in a little bit more heavier just because of the simple fact that they know that there is a lot of people in church that day. And prosperity preaching is such a popular thing in society these days. Like, yeah. There is a typically, if you go into a community and you pick out the biggest church, 9 times out of 10, it's a prosperity church because people love to go to church to be inspired, to say, hey, and there's 50 people in here that's going to get $1 million and this and that. And
this
even
is
if,
like a whole topic.
We're going to draw into it, but I'm just,
we're going to kind of, because I have so many questions. I know everybody like, but because he knows about church and he's that person. I'm like, hey, we can turn this episode into the church episode, but we probably need, because I'm already ready. Like, I'm sitting over here like, let me get my questions out. Because I want to ask about these preachers with these jets and how you feel about
and
it.
But we're going to leave that alone. Place. Yeah, so we're going to leave that alone. But no, basically, so yes, they do take advantage of, you know, those particular Sundays because they know that, hey, we're going to get a lot of people in here, which means that we can get a lot of money in here. And corporations do it all the time. Walmart, Sam's, Target, all these places in a sense to where you will notice a certain markup on Valentine's Day. And everybody know you better go the day after because everything's going to be marked down 75% off because of the fact that it turned into these corporate holidays. But I've always had struggles. And I think that's the biggest thing for me in relationships is that just all the drama, like, I want to give the gift and I feel like it's in my heart to give the gift, but I feel like that the pressure of these holidays, like, oh my gosh, I need to go get the gift, kind of makes me be like, I don't want to do anything about it, or let me pick a fight.
You know what you should do just to satisfy all of those things for you? We should go to the nearest Target or Walmart,
okay,
buy those big human-sized teddy bears. We should take the stuffing out of those bears and actually get into those bears. And we should go to those people's houses that have these fantastic relationships that find the need to get around single people and say, I had such a great day. And we should beat the fuck out of them. We should get Amazon Prime to drop us off their front door and we should just get out in our teddy bear costumes.
I'm here for it.
And beat their ass.
Or we can just go pop up inside of a movie theater like on Valentine's Day. Could you imagine sitting inside of a movie theater and then out of nowhere this life-size bears come and start beating your ass?
You know what would be really bad too? Just our luck. Well, especially my luck. We end up beating up a single person that's already having a bad day.
Who just was like, I'm going to leave the house today. They just got out of a relationship. I'm going to go love on myself.
And they gave themselves that self-talk and then we come in there beating their ass and we're Valentine's
Day. I got beat up by a bear on Valentine's Day.
I got beat up by a bear that said, I love you on the stomach today. That's what you get, bitch. You know, just jump out, just whoop their ass. But I can just see us like, see, we need to trademark that idea because I just see this huge porn company going and sending these huge black bears to some random white woman's house and just
can make a thing of it,
raping her for a scene, not actually, but just like, oh, Blairs, leave me alone. I don't have any love. And then all these big black penises just come out of nowhere, child. But I just see that happening. So we need to trademark that. And porn studios, if you're listening to this, we're already trademarked it. Don't play with us.
Yeah,
we need our profit.
We
just gave you a good idea. Everybody wants to see these white women with these black bears. So send the money now. We want it.
But I don't know. I think even kind of further to talk more into the love aspect when it comes down to Valentine's Day, I want to say that I've been more so tainted than anything when it comes down to not even just the day or Valentine's Day in a sit, but just the whole mindset of relationships. I would say that back in the day when I was really young, I met this person and I would say that they literally lit a fire inside of me in a way to where the fire, I can say that the fire still burns. It's not like burning me now, but it still hurts a bit, but it kind of has caused me to be reserved when it comes into the relationship. Cause when you got the fanfare of Valentine's Day buying gifts and that, what does that really mean for you? Like, someone can do all of those things and still cheat on you.
Though.
But yes, they do those things. But what I'm saying, those actions, but still, what does those actions mean outside of that? Like, they can still cheat on you. They can still lie to you. They can still hurt you.
That's a great question.
Because I really feel like no matter what, like, I was reading this tweet earlier this week, and I don't really know exactly. I would love to hear your feedback on it. Let me find it really quick. But basically, the tweet was just talking about how no matter what, like, you're going to always, under the right circumstances, a person will cheat on you. Yes. Now, and on the flip side, when the person had, quote, tweeted it, he was like, that does not mean that they love you any less. So it means so. And while that is the case.
I don't know if you've ever watched, like, the Fantastic Four, but I feel Yeah, Marvel.
Okay, I feel
like Johnny Storm, like the flame guy. I feel like I'm about to say flame one because I feel my skin getting hot. I don't know about that love thing. I know that lust sometimes is a little uncontrollable and, you know, some things happen. But I don't even want to speak on that. It's just, I just feel weird. Like, you have to love that person a little bit more to not hurt them that way.
So do you think that you think there's a difference from sexually cheating and actually emotionally cheating?
Oh, hell yeah.
Which one would hurt the most for you, you feel, though?
For me, that's such a, you always do this to me. I think you like pointing at me. I'm like a pinata. Nah. But emotionally, that's you're losing me as a person. And I thought we were deeper connected than that. Sexually, it could be something where that lust happened and somebody just enticed you so much and then you slept with them. So it's that's something I personally, you know, I agree that we'll always be honest with the listeners and very unfiltered. I have been cheated on before. I'm sure a lot of us have. And I stayed with that person and I did that because I loved them more than the situation. And they apologized to me and they promised that it wouldn't happen again, which I seen a change. I felt the change at that time. It did hurt. I didn't trust them for a long time. It took us a minute to get back into a trust spot. But that's just something that comes with growth in life. And you have to make those decisions based off your own feelings. So you'll know how you feel like, did this person cheat on me because they don't want to be with me? Or was it just one of those spur of the moments? And I know people are like, this sounds stupid, but it's some, we know it happens, especially with a man.
Yeah.
You see some, whatever you like sexually, you see that come there. Your penis gets hard. You're going to want it. It's just, you have to learn to look away. I think they even preach that like back to church. They tell people, you know, don't get enticed by the devil.
But they even say that, speaking of religion, they say it's a sin to have even the lustful thoughts. Now, me personally, when I see a fine person, I'm like, oh my gosh, they fine. I don't think about sinning or not. It's just in the immediate subconscious thought.
Everybody
so
does
even when
that,
you
though.
Think of it, it's like, child, we all living in, we all are sinning every day.
I think it, and this is where I always tell people too, I think communication is key. Communication is key with your partner at all times. I think when you're open with your partner, you can sit. Because I've seen people, couples walk around. I've seen this girl, she just hit her husband or whoever he was and was like, oh, she looks good. And they laugh about it. So but when you get that close to somebody where you're not, you're sharing that with them, it'll push you away from cheating.
But you have to find, my thing is that, yes, that is true, but you have to make sure you find that particular person
that
can handle that. Because a lot of people say that they can. And then also, I have a strong belief into, like, don't take none of the shit that someone tells you in those first 3 to 6 months.
Ooh,
because
it's a lie.
If they are super obsessed with you or they really, really like you, they'll research you, they will observe you, they'll figure out what it is that you like, and they'll create that person for that temporary moment. And then once you're invested and in love and involved, they will change it to someone else. And then at that point, you're already emotionally connected.
People will be, if they like you enough in those first, I say about 90 days, they will be whatever you like.
Yeah.
If you like red tomatoes, that's what they like to eat. And they can never eat a tomato in their life. It's just, I never trust the first 90 days. I say, let me wait after this, find out who you are.
Yeah.
But okay, we can give it a try. I like this stuff too.
You know? But even after that, to the point of it to where like after those 90, 60 days and you realize what person they are, oh my gosh, they are a cheater. They are an abuser. Like for you, what exactly do you have bottom lines? Like to where if you do this, there's no turning back. I'm never coming back to you. Cause I know a lot of people speak on it. For me, instance, I said cheating at one point was a bottom line. I have been cheated on and I have cheated. I've also said that you may not hit me. I've been hit and I've also hit. So it makes me wonder, wow, like, what is that? But like, what are your bottom lines when you actually say, okay,
this conversation this is no getting more. So deep and like an emotion to me, it's bringing up a soft spot. Cause you start thinking about like past relationships and yeah. things that happen like with these type of things. And heartbreaks, well, for me and probably a lot of people, I guess that's why it's a heartbreak. It's like the worst time in a person's life.
Oh my gosh. Yes.
And it's like that day you just want to die, especially if you were in love and then you're not with them anymore. It's so awful.
Yeah.
And you always feel like you should go back into that situation. Like, if I go back, we can fix this. If I go back, we can work past this. And everybody wants that, you know, that notebook type of love. You know, everybody knows the notebook quote.
So what?
So it's not going to be easy. It's going to be really hard. And we're going to have to work at this every day. But I want to do that because I want you. I want all of you forever. You and me every day. Will you do something for me? Please. You just picture your life for me. 30 years from now, 40 years from now, what's it look like? If it's with that guy, go. Go. I lost you once. I think I could do it again. If I thought it's what you really wanted. But don't you take the easy way out.
What easy way? There is no easy way. No matter what I do, somebody gets hurt.
Would you stop thinking about what everyone wants? Stop thinking about what I want, what he wants, what your parents want. What do you want? What do you want?
It's not that simple.
What do you want?
See, we all know that. Everybody wants that type of love. We want to go back and everything works out. It's so beautiful. But sometimes going back, you end up in a worse situation and you're sadder. You go back, you compromise. Like you're talking about Eartha Kitt.
Because you end up, because my thing is that even down to that whole compromise Eartha Kitt, like why compromise? Compromise for what? Compromise for what?
No, you have to do her laugh. Everybody go look up Eartha Kitt talking about compromise.
And then type in Eartha Kitt compromise and you'll see the whole interview that she did. But the guy was asking like, would you compromise for a relationship? For me, I feel like she is my spirit animal when it comes down to it. Like I don't believe that you should have to compromise in a relationship. I believe that out of these 8 billion people in the world, now granted, you might have to explore and wonder and find and search to find that person or to see that person or to meet that person. But that's just the beauty of living. And I'm okay with that. And I feel like that's why I'm such an advocate for people who are single. I think that's why I'm an advocate for people who like say, okay, I'm fine with being single until I find that person. I will not settle for anything less than what I want just for the simple fact that why do that? Why? Truly, I don't even know why would you do that? And I know people look at me like, oh, you're going to be single for, going to be alone and single. And granted, you know, I think about it, of course, when I turn 60, when I have children or
can I say whatever, something
like,
too?
What will I be? And I don't want to be alone. What?
I have to say this. What? I hate that me and you never agree on anything.
Never.
I think that's why we can even have a discussion because we agree on nothing.
Yeah.
You know, Eartha Kitt died and she was alone.
No. What? Oh, she did.
She was single when she died.
But was she happy? I don't know if we know.
She laughed like fucking Satan.
She could have been happy. I don't know. I think honestly, and I know that even for me, because I say, like
wasn't
I said,
wasn't she like a whore or something? Like sleeping with like, at one point in her life, she was sleeping like with a bunch of like old white directors and producers. Listen, I could be wrong. I don't know.
She was happy. There is a happy, nothing wrong with that.
You know, that clip, she didn't brush her hair or nothing.
I don't know what was going on with that clip. Y'all have to go look up that clip.
Was she on drugs at one point?
Are we attacking the people that want to be single and don't need someone and said compromise for what? I feel like you're attacking her and she's not here to defend herself.
Listen, I get it. Some people are like that. I told you I want me a double-sided casket. I know if my lover dies, whoever I'm with, they die before me, put me on the other side. I'll just get in there alive.
But I guarantee when I think about it, said that I'm sure for her to feel that way.
I didn't mean that for real. I was just joking.
He was actually serious.
If that, listen.
JK, not really.
No prenup agreement. They got enough money. Throw them on the trash. Bye.
No.
I'm just kidding. No. I'm just joking. Okay, guys. I got like a dark sense of humor. Whatever.
No. But I feel like even down to the whole Eartha Kitt thing, I think that for her to feel that way, I wonder if she has been hurt so bad somewhere in their life that she feels that way. Because I feel like I remember being so pro-love and so I want to be with somebody to where I have been hurt and I go to the place to where I never want to be hurt again. Like, how did you get past? Because I know, just because I've known you, I've known that you've hurt before and I know you've been through pain, but you're so free to love again. How did you even get to that point to be so vulnerable and open to where I date, I'm open to it, but it evaporates quickly as soon as anything that I don't agree with happens. Like, how did you get to that space that
I will say there are stages to heartbreak. And when a heartbreak, it never breaks even. So somebody's going to hurt a little bit more than the other. And I think naturally, again, speaking for myself and a lot of other people that I've talked to, we play victim after a breakup and we say it was the other person's fault. We don't ever point the finger back at ourselves and say, no, this is a two-person decision. I added to this. And again, this is the first time I've ever been honest about this ever to anybody. I got bored in my relationship. I was with that person for a very, very long time. And I just lost like that fire. It was burning out. And I was like, this routine is so boring. Like, I go to work, I come home. This is just, we are the most boringest people ever. You want to go mow the grass? It was just, life had just became very boring. And I think That goes back to my point with communication is key. If it was more communication and I was able to verbalize at that time that, hey, I'm bored and, you know, let's sit down and be honest with each other. What can we do to fix this? I would still probably be in that relationship. Am I thankful that I'm not? Yes. Hell mm-hmm. yeah. Because I grew after that. It was a learning experience for me. I'm a lot wiser now. I go into future relationships, present relationships, whatever. I go into those relationships a lot smarter and I don't make those decisions that I made before that put me in that predicament. I noticed that you said that you had a fire at one time, and just being as close to you as I am, I've been knowing you for like damn near my half, like more whole than adult half life. You just never got past that. It's like you never got to stage two. Like you had the grief, like I cried about it, but you never walked out of the grief. Mm-hmm. And you've had other relationships, but I think you have to learn to, and again, this is a podcast where we say whatever, you have to learn to let that shit go. And I think that you'll tell me you let that shit go, but even speaking with you, you still, that same fire's still there. I do not bring up past fires because the fires I had after those past fires have been so much brighter and so much more efficient for me. And just warmer, and they make me a lot happier. And I don't compromise anymore. So things I would compromise for in the past, I was like, this is what's going to make me work. This is what's going to put on a relationship and make us so perfect. I don't do that shit anymore. I'm like, you're just not the one. It's too many other fucking people out there.
Yeah.
I'm not going to compromise with you when I can go find somebody that actually works with me.
But I always feel like for me and you know, those things when people say it's easier to say than do, like granted, I feel like I know that concept and I understand that concept, but I feel like I still subconsciously have that piece of fear that's underneath me to where, you know, I know that it's good for me to go venture out and try to go find a new flame and try to do this. But I feel like if I put in all that effort and I get hurt again, I feel like I know me enough to where I just don't want to put myself in that predicament. So a lot of times I just turn away from it. And I know that it's not really the most healthiest thing, but I was so sad, and I hate that I was so sad during that time in my life.
I
think
what I find so weird, I just thought it was in our innate animalistic like behaviors to want to be with another mate. And I just see you're so, and I guess since we don't agree, you're so, I can admit this, you're so happy, okay, and just full of your, like, you're so self-full. Yes. You're so full by yourself. And that's so strange to me. I guess because I'm not like that. I'm such a rose-colored glasses. I'm such a lover. I feel like we should be getting on that ship together, holding hands in hands with somebody. And you just do not feel like that. You feel like I'm going to be so happy by myself. And you are.
Yeah.
I see. You're a very happy person.
I am very.
And I'm like, okay, do what works for you.
But then it comes down to where right now in my life, I feel like I have access to all of my limbs. I can go jump in my car. I have a job that's pretty, you know, active, and I'm in the field and community a lot. And then I have such a schedule to where so much of my time is taken up to where what happens at that point when I retire, or it's time for me to settle down and it's time for me to really just stop and exhale. Will I be okay with that? Like, where will my mental space be in that point? You know, and I always just wonder with that. I don't know. But speaking of exes, I always wonder to know with you, are you okay with what is your feeling on being friends with your ex though? Like, what are your thoughts on ex friendships?
That is, you know what? Gold star for you.
Okay.
I love
my gold stars.
You know what? This is to every listener listening to this right now. If you hate your ex-husband, ex-wife, ex-partner, ex-lover, let that shit go. Let that shit go. That means you still care. That means you still have some type of emotion. Why not be their friend? You wasted time with them. You got to know them at one point. You loved them before. Don't waste your time hating anybody. Unless some situations are different. Yeah. So they are outlying situations, like when people did awful stuff, yeah, like they killed your brother.
Yeah.
they came into your face. If they came in your house and they raped your mom and sliced up your grandpa, don't talk to them anymore. They're awful.
Yeah, it's okay. They're going to go to jail.
Yeah.
Hopefully they're in jail. Or underneath.
You know what? And you need to go to their hearing before they get the electric chair. Like, go there and read your letter because they're awful. But those normal things, like somebody cheated or we broke up and you hate them so much, let it go. You sound stupid. You're but in a new relationship. I hate my ex.
Do you feel like you can let it go but still not want to be around them?
Yes.
Okay. And that's okay.
That's okay.
Yeah.
That's your decision. You don't have to be. They don't hate them.
And I asked you this because I always wonder, what if your partner wanted to be friends with their ex? What is your true gut, Stern? You're not talking on Awkward Podcast. If we was just sitting at the counter in the kitchen talking, what would your opinion be about your ex, your current, or if you had a partner, your partners being friends with their exes?
This is the last episode that me and Dorian will be recording together. So I want anybody. So if you like him, we're going to wrap this episode up. You can catch us at Awkward Tea Podcast on Instagram. I mean, no. Right now, I don't know if everybody's seen that emoji with just the line for a lip. It's just a cross and it's just two dots. It's just such a, like a blank face. I'm okay with it. I'm okay with it.
Yeah. But
I don't want you looking at me though, but I'm okay. Don't look at me. Hey, don't look at me into this. Don't look at me while we record. It's been fun, everybody, like chatting with Dorian. I'm just I hate that we're always like, we just have to be, you know, whatever. Yeah. But I'm so...
I think everybody is subconsciously... I don't think no one truly, honestly, to the core, is okay with it. But they understand...
It depends on the friendship.
Okay.
If it depends on the friendship, I'm not okay with it.
If the ex... I don't think in any way...
It's cool to a certain extent, but don't be over friendly. Cause not, what's you still want them? Cause you still want them. We don't need to be together.
Yeah,
we move past that.
And then, cause then you have situations to where people's exes may want to still be with them, even though they may not want to be with them, and that could then become an issue
in the future. Ooh, because when a heart break and it don't break even. Listen, so you're absolutely right. That's what, and I think that's what scares me. That's why I'm like, because people's exes will like beg
and do all types of go
like,
crazy.
People do move on.
Yeah.
But you just that you're like, I don't want them around doing all this. It's weird. We've watched too many weird movies too.
And it's hard for people to
break your
on,
house, kill you, and all type of stuff. So whatever, let it go.
It's hard. I think it's harder. I think people like to say, oh yeah, I don't never want to be with them again. I'm this and that. But when you really think about it, the emotional connection that you can, not to say every relationship has, but the emotional connection that a relationship enables you to be in with someone is outrageous. Like you essentially, especially when it comes down to the intimacy sex part of it, you essentially become one with that person for
some
a
people,
moment of time.
Not these sluts.
Some people don't have the people just out. And granted, you know, I am here for if you have sex and you are
sex
doing
is
it
normal, guys.
Protect it. I'm here for it personally. And that's what I will say. But outside of that, like if you are taking care of yourself and you're doing it in a healthy, protected way, by all means. But then I have my reservations for people just don't even know this out here living their best life. And that's just my opinion.
I feel like if you are an adult, you can sex wherever you want to sex at, if that's you.
Yes.
If that's what you like to do, that's what you do. That's you. Do you? I can't tell you what to do with your sex life, but if you're laying up with me,
you can have control.
If you
want to
be my partner, if you're involved with me personally, you should not be living like that. If you have lived like that, you're not for me. I don't want no slut by me. Who wants to be with a slut?
I mean, some people like
slut is such an ugly word.
It is slut and whore. Whore.
Slut. Slut
is
so
the
nasty.
Worst. Though.
It sounds like a
It sounds cesspoolish. Like,
it sounds like cuts, like tights, and a bunch of sores under the tights, and like an old cigarette and blue eyeshadow.
And puss.
I hate the word puss.
And puss.
Are you talking about that slut over there with that puss? With her blue eyeshadow on her long cigarette?
No. I keep throwing these questions at you, so I thought about it again. And you're open for communication, right?
Yeah, I am open for communication.
And communication is what the key is. So communication is it, but hear me out. Say you've been dating someone for a year and a half, and they come to you with a very sure question of, hey, babe, I want to participate in three-way or have an open encounter with someone. And they have that open. Now, because that communication is there and you have the right to answer yes or no, what if your answer was no? Would that... what will be going forward? I know for me, I would have anxiety. I'd be like, well, why did they come to me for that in the first place? And now that I told them no, does that mean they're just going to do it by my... like, what is... because you said communication, because everyone says, oh, if you communicate with me, it'll go X, Y, and Z. And I feel like, to be honest, in relationships, I believe communication is key.
This is me opening up the episode guide to episode one. Page one. Minute 3203.
Oh, no, again.
I have to quote something I said episode one. I'm selfish. I'm selfish. I don't believe in sharing. Mm-mm.
So even share. In that, even with no. The communication of it. But with the whole thing with communication, when they say no now that you have that open wall of communication, when they say no, is you saying no enough for you to leave it where it is that and not think about it or not wonder or be concerned about it going forward? And here that's where I always...
here goes my super complicated long answer that's not needed. But if it depends... if I see Mary, I'm going to speak not for myself because I'm just I have too much fire in my answers. But just, I've seen married couples. I can see somebody in America, Florida, deep down the bottom of Florida, Miami, make a decision. Hey, I want to sleep with somebody else. Let's get on a plane. Let's go all the way to Asia. You'll never see this woman again in her life. Let's go deep in the part of Tokyo in the smallest little shop. Find a lady, give her some money, have our threesome and come back. Huh?
You have to stay out of Tokyo right now.
Oh, yeah. get the coronavirus.
You better go to Paris.
Oh, that's not
he
funny.
Went to
why
Paris.
We laugh at the wrong stuff on here.
No, but funny. According to statistics, more people in Asia have coronavirus than in the world.
How? Do they don't know how the coronavirus is transferred?
We don't even know. Like, and that's what the crazy thing on the media
heartbreak.
Is. No one ever talks
probably
about
heartbreak.
It.
Heartbreak.
It could, oh.
Coronavirus gives you heartbreak. I mean, heartbreak gives you coronavirus.
What if that's what it is?
Everybody over there cheating. Coronavirus spread like wildfire. It is. But I mean, if you make a decision like that, that's a very adult decision to make. I told you I have the mind of a toddler, but that's a very adult decision to make. I can see that happening. Let's do this for each other, especially if you're both sexual beings. Mm-hmm. Let's do that. That will be fun. But let's come back over here. I don't want you to have a connection with like that emotional. Mm-hmm. You can't emotionally go over there.
Just this like is sex. The physical.
Just bring your sex organs over there and let's get it over with and come back. But in the neighborhood down the street, Shirley from two houses down the street. Oh, you're not sleeping with Shirley down the street.
But we no, can't have hear me out. So, but the communication piece though in itself, because I always feel that way when people say I'm open for communication, but when I don't think that's true. I know for me,
I'm a hypocrite.
I'm not going to, I am here for it, but I feel like I still, no matter what, and this is probably why I'm single and this might actually, because my future might be listening to this and might never want to be with me just for I saying this, just because I said this, but I really feel as though that there are necessary times where you have to keep some things away from some people and just figure it out how you go. Because people want to communicate, but really, how much do you want to communicate? Do you want to know?
Friend. Friend. I don't agree, friend. I think communication still is key. I think me just being that one person that's a hypocrite, I'll learn to accept it if we're that honest with each other. Like, imagine telling your, like, you know how little secrets you keep to yourself, like you fart in the shower or something. You tell your love, hey, don't go in that restroom in about 3 minutes. I fart in the shower. So you don't want to run in there. Like, you know, stuff you don't tell. Like, I love that type of openness.
Yes.
I know that's.
I appreciate that type as well.
But that's how you find your soulmate.
But sometimes you got to hold stuff back. No matter what.
He gonna stick to his guns no matter what.
Because people have these. I think the craziest thing, I used to date a Cancer. And granted, I love Cancers more because most people in my family is Cancers. One of my best friends is a Cancer. So I really understand them and get them. But I used to date a Cancer. And I remember I would be straight up and be like, hey, somebody jumped in my DMs and I handled it. But next thing I know, he and they DMs cussing him out for jumping. I'm like, I already handled it. But that got to the issue of, okay, you want communication. I'm telling you,
you
literally
leave
everything.
Those water signs. Listen,
and then you handle me.
You leave water signs alone and let them love how they want to love.
Hey, I'm full of fire. And it just don't work out.
need those water signs love differently. And they're selfish. I'm saying this because I'm a water sign. So to all my Scorpios, Cancers, and Pisces.
Very passionate, though, I will say.
We love so deeply.
Y'all do. And y'all lead with love.
We lead with love.
I lead with my brain.
I can't wait till we have a future episode coming up. I don't want to spoil too much, but you're going to really get your gems then, because we're going to have a Cancer on here.
And she is full of gems.
Yeah, I can't wait for her. But that's a future episode. Let me avoid all that, because I'm about to give away our secrets. You're going to get the secrets. I can't give you the secrets.
So it was so good to talk about love today. Of course, we talk about love seem like every episode, but specifically for Valentine's weekend.
I heard a song the other day and it said, "Fuck love, give me diamonds.
Hey,
fuck love, give me diamonds.
That's
some
my
people,
move.
Some people, you know that song? Some people just want money.
They do. Some people
are in love with money. You don't have to be in love with love.
But
you
that's can
be in
love okay with a lot though. Because some people, and even down to some people have pets that they love more than humans.
You.
So it's all, it's you. All on what you love. I do.
I know we're wrapping this episode up, but I personally never met a person that loves their dog as much as Dorian loves his Jack Russell lyric.
I hate that girl. She's my fat girl. Like, she really is.
She's
my
so heart. Sweet.
She's sweet. I've never raised my hand at her.
And
she's so kind.
I have a secret. I'm going to admit something too. I have a secret relationship with his dog because he's a vegetarian, so she doesn't get meat. And I secretly bring like bacon and like, I actually gave her a piece of Philly cheesesteak.
But when I tell you, she killed that Philly cheesesteak.
That's just, you know, I'm Dr. Doolittle. That's just between me and like Lyric.
She'll never come ask because I don't give Lyric table food.
But you can tell them where they can find you at.
Absolutely. So again, everybody, this is episode number 3. And it's been an honor. I love the candid conversation and just the opportunity to run my mouth for a few minutes. But you guys can find me at Dorian Noel. That's DorianNoell on all social media platforms. You can Google me, Dorian Noel, and bring up all my websites from Facebook and on. And I also have a lifestyle brand called Yes, I Am Ken. I am rebranding currently, but you guys can still follow and subscribe so that you guys can stay updated. I got some really cool things that are coming. But outside of that, happy Valentine's weekend and enjoy your sad piece Sunday.
You know, I'm going to do the same thing I always. Oh, wait. Oh, shit. I forgot about Julian and James giving me the shout out on their podcast, and I need to drop the link. I got a shout out, guys, from the Joy of Missing Out podcast, Julian and James. Please go check them out. They're so sweet. They are so sweet, and they have been so supportive, especially James. Just from me being like a new podcaster and starting out, they are so awesome. They are so funny. Please, please check them out. I completely forgot. I was supposed to say this at the very beginning, but we got kind of everywhere. So please check them out, guys. Definitely, definitely, definitely. And you know, this is the part where I beg for subscriptions and, well, not subscriptions. I don't want any more subscribers. I don't want any more bills. I beg for subscribers and like, comments and all that stuff. And you can follow me on Twitter. You can follow me on Instagram and all that stuff too. But that'll play after this. But thank you for listening.
Thank you for listening to Awkward. Please remember to subscribe for future episodes and follow us on Instagram at Awkward Tea Podcast. If you have any questions you'd like answered on a future episode or want to potentially be a future guest, shoot us a DM. And until our next awkward encounter.